Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's our first live transmission of 2010 on this Sunday edition, January 3rd, 2010. That will certainly take some getting used to. We're going to have our third interview with one of the key eyewitnesses from the International Flight 253 that came in to Detroit on Christmas Day, and that the underwear bomber attempted to bring out of the air, reportedly. He will be joining us coming up in 20 minutes. Haskell, FBI, has changed account four times. Our story is the same since day one. And there have been some other developments in the case since he was last on with us Wednesday live. He'll be joining us coming up in the third segment. I have several large stacks of news here that I want to go over today or attempt to cover, but one that was given to me when I got to the office today by the crew, because I encourage them to also search around for interesting news, is an article out of the Times of London. And, of course, we also simulcast all 6 days a week of my radio show online via television at prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv. Viewers might want to tune in because you can see shots from the document cam of these articles I'm talking about. Microsoft seeks patent for office spy software. And driving into the office today with my stacks of news, I was thinking to myself, what is it I want to get into? The underwear bomber and the clear evidence that that's a false flag event to kick off several new wars in Yemen, Somalia, and to expand what's happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Should I get into the fact that the Democratic Party, even though it is destroying their election hopes for 2010, 2012, they don't care? Why are they going ahead with government-controlled, government-run health care, which isn't socialism? That's bad enough. It's just highway robbery. Real liberals and socialists have finally read the bill and are saying higher taxes, less health care. And I was also looking at news from India, massive deaths there from freezing weather, which they never have in the areas of India that have been hit by freezing temperatures for a week. Freezing temperatures in Europe, freezing temperatures in North America, freezing temperatures in Asia, which is, of course, circumstantial evidence that the world is not overheating. You know, Al Gore, every time it gets hot, says, oh, look, global warming. But that's part of a normal cycle. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, look, it's record cold temperatures, some of the coldest temperatures ever recorded this time. Europe, I have the headline here, coldest temperatures ever recorded for this time of year. I have another headline in Washington, D.C., biggest, deepest snowstorm in December history in Washington, D.C. But that doesn't matter. Weather is always changing. You're always having extreme weather. So because we're having extremely cold weather doesn't prove that man-made global warming isn't real. What does prove that it isn't real is that we have the ice core samples, we have the last 300 years of temperature recorded, and we know that this is moderately warming, we've seen, and in the last 9 years, we've seen a cooling, but that's a normal cycle. But that's not what I decided to get into first today. No, when I read this article right before I went on air, I decided to get a little bit into the technological enslavement system, the technocracy, the scientific dictatorship. So that is coming up right after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this live semi-broadcast, first live broadcast of 2010 on this January 3rd Sunday edition. Thank you for joining us. We have one of the eyewitnesses of the underwear bomber flight joining us coming up. For the third interview we've done with him, there's been some big new developments on that front with Kurt Haskell, as the FBI now has been forced for the multiple times, four times total, to change their story. They are now admitting that Mr. Haskell and his family and what the eyewitnesses are saying is correct and is accurate. So they've been caught in the middle of a cover-up. We'll get into that cover-up coming up in the next segment today. Also, the Democrats are in big trouble. There's a huge exodus out of their party, not just at the federal level in Congress, in the House and Senate, but also at the state level. There is going to be a backlash, the likes of which we've never seen before, from their move to hijack 1/7 to 1/6, depending on what numbers you look at, of the U.S. economy through government-run health care, this giant boondoggle, which even liberals are now upset about. They've actually read the bill. They're finding out it doesn't give them something, quote, for free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. What it gives them is something new to tax and control and dole out to the public who they want to make dependent on them. So that is coming up later in the broadcast as well. But the first story I want to get to is out of the Times of London today. And after I saw this story, I went and Googled it and looked it up. It turns out they previously reported on this, along with other publications, last year as well. And it reports that Microsoft seeks patent for Office Spy software. And when you see an article like this, it gives you a glimpse into the future. And if we go back a decade ago or longer ago, the predictions I made on the type of surveillance society we're going to be living under and living in, unfortunately, have come true. And before I get into this here briefly before our guest joins us, Friday night I went into a gas station to get a cup of coffee, and a man walked over to me, as often happens, and said, "Oh, I recognize your voice. You're Alex Jones here in Austin, Texas." And I said, "Yes, how you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I just recognized your voice." I said, "Great, have a nice day." And he said, "Hold on just a minute, hold on." He said, "Do you really believe the things you talk about on your show, or do you just do it for shock value?" And I paused for a moment, and he went on to say, I guess thinking he'd made me angry, he hadn't, I was just being reflective, I was thinking. He said, or are you just trying to get people to look into what you have to say? And that's true to a certain extent. But I don't get up here and yell and scream and get upset sometimes because I'm trying to get people to pay attention, though it has that effect in some cases. I am upset on the radio sometimes and get passionate because I'm passionate about freedom and passionate about my children growing up and living in a free society and my unborn grandchildren growing up and living in a free society. And I want to leave the world a better place when I leave this planet, not in a worse position. But I thought about that, and I reflected on it, that we're on all these AM and FM stations across the country. We're the number one internet show on the internet, according to Shoutcast and other barometers, other meters, other gauges. We're clearly number one radio talk show, routinely number one, even above music on Shoutcast and other gauges. And there's all these people out there tuning in, and they don't understand that they don't have to believe me. They don't understand that they can simply go and look up 95% of what I talk about here on air. I mean, 5% of the time I editorialize on something or I tell a personal story about myself like I just did. And you don't know if that's true. But if I get up here and I tell you record cold temperatures in Washington, D.C., that's what the Associated Press is reporting today. Or if I get up here on the radio and I tell you that Google has patented and says they're now testing, as of 3 years ago, accessing the microphones and cameras on computers and dialing in and listening to everything you're saying and doing to build psychological algorithms and psychological databases on you. I mean, if I say something like that, even if it shocks you, and it should be shocking because you know that's police state, that's not freedom, that's an invasion of privacy. But instead of going, man, I better check this out and find out if it's true, it's so shocking that you just decide to say that guy must be just putting this out there to get people's attention. Let me explain something to you. If I got up here on the radio and I said that Bayer Pharmaceutical, for close to a decade, conservatively, knew that over a million ampules of their blood clotting drug, Factor VIII, was filled with HIV and three strains of hepatitis and infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, if I got up here and said that and it wasn't true, Bayer Pharmaceutical would sue me off the face of the earth. If I got up here on the radio and I said Baxter Pharmaceutical last year, this was in Bloomberg and Associated Press, but even if I give them sources, they don't care. They don't believe it. Mixed weaponized bird flu and shipped it to 14 different countries. And thank God a lab tech in Czechoslovakia tested it on ferrets. And if the ferrets get sick, it means they didn't properly kill the virus if it's a regular flu shot. But the ferrets all died. And so they did tests and said, my God, this has got super flu in it. And they just pulled up a mainstream MSNBC article. Scarborough revisits Bayer marketing HIV, AIDS-infected blood clotting substances. But see, my crew just did that. I didn't tell them to do that. What, it took you a minute to do that? I mean, I'm not making any of this up. You can get mad at me and say, Alex, I don't think you should get upset about it. But you can't just sit there and say, I'm making this up. And I get those emails every day. I see it all over the message boards. People send me links saying I'm a liar about all of this when I'm not lying about any of it. If I say cold weather kills scores in India, I have the New Delhi News here in front of me. Here it is. Talking about global warming being a fraud. If I say Dublin Airport suspends flights in cold weather, or that D.C. has record cold, record snow, I mean, it's a fact. I mean, if I say that major universities that the U.N. uses to get their data to show that the Earth is warming and that it's man-made have been caught engaged in fraud and that they know it's not man-made, we have Ben Santer's own internal U.N. documents. We have the ClimateGate documents. When I got those FBI Homeland Security documents saying veterans, gun owners, conservatives are the real enemy of Homeland Security, people didn't believe it for 2 days. They thought I made it up. Now it's admitted it was real.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any
any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I remember. I remember 14 years ago reading trade publications, corporate publications, how the federal government and international agreements was pushing for a system to track cars and trucks by the mile, non-commercial vehicles as well, and to tax you. And I would get on the air and I would cover it and I would get called a conspiracy theorist because people like to rationalize. They don't like to face a threat. They don't like to hear that they need to be politically involved or stand up for themselves. They just want to go through life like everything's a party and go do their job and then go to the bar or go to the football game. You can't do that. And now our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is routinely ignored by federal agencies. The federal government now admits that it spies on the American people in non-terror-related cases without warrants. The Patriot Act is used thousands and thousands of times a year at every state level in non-terror-related cases. The government is openly militarizing and arming against the people. The federal government is completely controlled by offshore banks that are robbing the country blind. They get tens of trillions of dollars through the banking bailout, not $700 billion. And then tell the Congress they won't let them know where the money went or how it was spent. Both the private Federal Reserve head and the head of the Treasury, Geithner, say we're not going to tell you. And their predecessors, like Henry Paulson, did the exact same thing. And so it goes on and on and on. And we look at the cashless society control grid. We look at Patriot Act compliance, how every financial transaction is tracked and controlled. Everything is chronicled. This is Big Brother. And it isn't a loving Big Brother. It isn't a government that cares about you or wants to help you. It is a government that in its own white papers admits that it is simply trying to suppress the people from gaining control of their government again. We have a tyranny in place. And anyone with a lick of sense or who pays attention knows that. But here's just one article of thousands concerning Big Brother. Microsoft seeks patent for office spy software. Microsoft is developing Big Brother-style software capable of remotely monitoring a worker's productivity, physical well-being, and competence. The Times has seen a patent application filed with the company for a computer system that links workers to their computers via wireless sensors that measure their metabolic system. The system would allow managers to monitor employees' performance by measuring their heart rate, body temperature, movement, facial expression, blood pressure. Unions said they fear that employees could be dismissed on the basis of a computer's assessment of their psychological state. Technology allowing constant monitoring of workers was previously limited to pilots, firefighters, and NASA astronauts. This is believed to be the first time a company has proposed developing such software for workplaces. And this patent was brought forward in 2008, by the way. And then you add that in with the fact that police aren't even needed anymore other than enforcing fines and fees. For more than a decade, the entire United States, every major highway and every major juncture, through the Department of Transportation and the Pentagon, has had license plate reading cameras installed. You'll notice on many toll roads, take Central Texas and the Napa Superhighway Trans-Texas Corridor. Most of the toll roads don't even have systems where you can pay with cash or pay with a transponder. It says pay by mail, and the system simply tracks your license plate and point A to point B, where you got on, where you got off the toll road, and they send you a bill. The issue is the federal government and other governments of the world, they're all unified in their deployment of these systems. It's centralized. Are now in the process of announcing and conditioning the public to accept by the mile taxation, but also by the mile fines and fees. As you drive down the road, let's say the speed limit is 60 miles an hour, and then you go through a 40 mile an hour, and then it goes up to 70. According to those markers and the cameras, you will be given tickets if your average speed goes above the average speed that you are allowed to drive for that distance. So everything has a double-edged sword. GPS is a great tool, but it is also being used to control you. License plate scanning systems could be a great tool, but from day one it's being used to control you. And some will say, well, if you have nothing to hide, why then should you worry about it? Well, the point is, throughout history, any time you let the balance of power between the people and the government get out of whack, and it's always gravitating towards the government getting more power, it's always sliding down into that. That's the problem that always arises. Governments are the most abusive, most destructive powers in human history. Government in the 20th century, conservatively, killed 200 million innocent people, cold-bloodedly, just to get them out of their way. Corrupt, wicked, scheming tyrants tend to get in control of government systems. But even if you built this technological tracking system and angels were running our government, which they're not, within time, you would get a corrupt group or a group of tyrants, plutocrats, in control, and they would use it as a tool of domination. Our children in the public schools wear ID badges. There's fences around many of the schools. Parents have to be thumb scanned to get into the school to get their children. The state is taking over our children. The children are trained to be searched. They're lined up, and drug dogs, in famous cases, bark at them and start biting their gym bags. Remember Goose Creek, North Carolina? They're randomly searched. We're randomly searched at the airport in the name of security. It has nothing to do with that. It's all part of training you to be a slave, training you to go under their control. Satellites formerly used in the Cold War are now publicly used in Australia, Europe, England, the United States, Canada, and countless other nations to surveil people's land use. Laws are being passed across the planet to shut down land use, to slowly bankrupt and push farmers and ranchers and rural communities off the land. We have official United Nations biological diversity assessment perspectives that the environmental movement has nothing to do with the environment, that is the governmental controlled environmental movement, and that it is about, quote, in the words of Maurice Strong of the UN, destroying industrialized societies and bringing in a form of neo-feudalistic serfdom, a highly managed, controlled population. These are the real issues that need to be discussed. And make no mistake, the Mexican Attorney General 4 years ago made his employees take implantable microchips. School children are taught in the United States that they will soon get microchips in Time Magazine for Kids. This is worse than George Orwell's 1984. And we know the people running the world government have the worst of intentions. They want a planetary tyranny to protect all their fraud and corruption.
Attention, the number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned. Identified by the blood types of A, B, and O, these blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy and poisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, first live transmission of 2010. And of course, I'm live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. And when I make a film like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we create an online bibliography so you can check every fact we cover in the film for yourself. Find out what the endgame is at whatistheendgame.com. In the next hour, we're going to have open phones for first-time callers. And you may notice I'm somewhat subdued today. My New Year's resolution is to truly shake up the radio show. It's growing by leaps and bounds, one of the fastest-growing radio shows in the country. I'm happy with the broadcast, but I'm calm a lot of the time, but I'm also fiery part of the time. And I'm trying to train myself to have control where some days I'm going to make myself, even if I become angry, be calm. Other days I'm going to let myself off the leash. And I'm going to some days do nothing but take calls. Other days do nothing but guest. Some days nothing but rant. Other shows I'm just going to cover news. And for the first time in 14 years of talk radio, I'm actually scripting out some of my radio show. I mean, not line for line, word for word, but I'm going to try to do something different, do something new, challenge myself, because it's been more than 10 years since I got butterflies coming on the radio. And I think that when I have butterflies, that makes the show more effective. And it makes me stay more cutting edge and frosty. And by disciplining myself to shake the program up, that will force me to get butterflies because it's something new for me. To try to remain very, very calm and very, very focused. But don't worry, you'll still get the classic Alex Jones. I'm just announcing my experiment here with everyone on air today. Coming up after our guest leaves us, I want to get into what's happening with the government takeover of healthcare. And we are also going to get into the new war front, the calls for going into Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and other nations. A big kickoff, all because of the deadly underwear bomber. Notice U.S. forces were massing in Yemen before the underwear bomber came along. The Christmas Day bomber. I guess our free society has to end because why? Somebody might try to bomb us. And then if somebody tries to bomb a shopping mall, we'll have to have TSA-level security there. That's what they're calling for. And I guess if parents aren't good parents, all parents need cameras in their homes watching everything they do, like 1984, but no one watching the government. We're now seeing the British government, over 20,000 homes, have cameras in them. Guilty until proven innocent. These are just some of the issues we'll be covering today. And at the end of this hour, I'll give you the toll-free number to join us in the second hour to be part of our first maiden broadcast of 2010. But for this segment, a little bit into the next segment, I am joined by Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Flight 253, the Christmas Day underwear bombing flight. They were coming back from an African sightseeing safari with his wife, Lori. They have a family blog. They're also both lawyers. And they witness a sharp-dressed man lead the underwear bomber, who they believe to be the underwear bomber, on. The FBI said no, they didn't see that and have refused to release the footage from the European airport that they were in Amsterdam. Then he reported that in customs they were all being searched again, obviously on a plane that was had a small bomb go off on it that started a fire. And they saw another Indian man. They saw an Indian man lead him up to the plane and get him on without a passport. Get detained, and they said, we've got to get you out of here. We may have found a bomb. Then he told the news about it. He talked to the FBI about it in person. They said no such thing happened. They changed their story days later as other witnesses came forward and said, no, Mr. and Mrs. Haskell are telling the truth. So here's a headline. This is out of the Detroit News. This is out of Michigan. Haskell family. FBI has changed account four times. Our story is the same since day one. And so joining us to kind of recap what's happened and why this is important, and I'll get to that before he leaves us, because this is launching some new wars, this underwear bombing, and it fits past signatures we've seen of false flag events, provocateur events. But to just cover the facts is Kurt Haskell. Kurt, thanks for spending time with us on this Sunday.
Thanks for having me, and thank you to the listeners for the overwhelming amount of support I've received from you.
Specifically from radio, period, or CNN, or from this show?
From the listeners of this show.
Oh, so they've been in contact with you. I would imagine they've been sending you a lot of info.
Yes, fair amount.
Well, Mr. Haskell, you've got the floor here. Kind of break down what happened and the FBI changing its story now four times.
Sure. You want me to talk about that specifically?
I mean, just recap it briefly, but sure. I mean, just...
Okay. Well, the man I call the man in orange, I'm just going to go over this real quickly for those that don't know. When we were being detained in Detroit, we were held in an area of a baggage claim area. Then all the passengers from our flight, there was nobody else around in this area from other flights, workers, nobody, except for some law enforcement personnel. After we had been there for about an hour, all the time with our carry-on bags, three bomb-sniffing dogs were brought in. One of them sat down by the bag that was brought in by the man in orange. He had an orange. He appeared to be of Indian or Pakistani or some similar descent, maybe around age 30. He was walked back to a room, not in handcuffs. He went in the door. He was in there approximately an hour. When he came out, he was handcuffed, taken away. An FBI officer came up to the group of the rest of us passengers and said the following, which is not exact but close: "You're being moved to another area. It's not safe here. I'm sure all of you saw what just happened and can figure out why you're being moved." We were then escorted out of this very large room into a long, narrow hallway. My story on this has been the same all along, and the FBI now has five versions of their story, which I lay out in an article I wrote on MLive. It's actually gotten difficult for me to remember which one is which and when they put them out, but basically when I go out and call them out on this story, then a new version comes out. Their new version comes out, I call them out on that, and another one comes out, and this has happened now. They've now had five versions, which I clearly lay out with the time period and with each version, and they're just not, they're not credible. And the reason, in my opinion, the reason this is happening is there is absolutely no excuse for the reason why, number one, we were left on the plane for 20 minutes, not knowing if there is another bomb there. Number two, security allowing us to take our carry-on bags off the plane into the place where we were being held, and we stood there with all of our bags together for an hour until the bomb-sniffing dogs arrived. And then, you know, after they found one, well, then we're moved to another area, and now they don't want to talk about the man who was taken away. You know, I've repeated this many, many, many times, and there's no explanation for any of this except for these stories that keep changing. So make of that what you will, but, you know, I'm kind of irritated about it. And then I see on TV today, I didn't catch the man's name, but the deputy of Homeland Security who now says that, are we still live? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to break. Stay there. Okay. You can do another segment with us, can't you, Kurt?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's come back and finish up there. And there's been some bizarre statements made by John Brennan, the terrorism czar, concerning this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality.
at prisonplanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So, last Christmas, Friday before last, this young Nigerian man, without a passport, gets on board this aircraft. His father had gone to the embassy repeatedly, had said, my son is training with terrorists in Yemen. You've got to stop him. And he was not even put on the terror list. But congressmen get put on it. Over 1 million Americans can't fly. It's a list. You don't know how you get on it. You don't know how to get off. Guilty until never proven innocent. You're just a slave. A nameless slave. And you have thousands of troops massing in and around Yemen. You have U.S. airstrikes being prepared. You have the media saying we may go to war with Yemen in the week before this. And then this bombing comes along, the perfect pretext for it. And you've got eyewitnesses of the sharp-dressed man bringing the underwear bomber up, saying he doesn't have a passport, but let him on the plane. He gets on. Witnesses report someone videotaping the whole flight aimed at the underwear bomber, then during the flight. Then during the attack, the FBI says there are no videos. They say that there was no one taping, despite other witnesses saying this. And then they're impeached. They're caught saying no one was detained. We didn't say somebody had a bomb. No one was taken away. We didn't tell people get out of here for your safety once they landed in Detroit. And now they've changed their story and said, okay, we did detain somebody, but for a passport issue, But the bomb-sniffing dog that Mr. Haskell and his wife saw went over to the guy's bag. That's why they took him away. So now they've changed their story five times. Go over the five different stories, Kurt Haskell, again, who was on board Flight 253. Break down the five different stories we've heard.
Okay, I'll try. It's getting hard for me to remember them all.
And you got cut off by the break. You got cut off by the break, too. Finish that point if you need to.
Okay, just briefly, I'm going to finish my last point. White House aide Brennan, I saw on TV this morning clarifying a point made early in the week by Janet Napolitano. And please don't take this as a shot at the current administration. I'm making no claims on to what my political alliances are.
But as you said, you just want the truth. Go ahead.
I just want the truth. I take issue with this statement. And the statement earlier in the week was our system worked, and now A. John Brennan says, well, no, our system worked after the incident. And to me, what happened after the incident, as I've been explaining before the break, was this utter chaos. I can't see how they can say anything worked at all. It was a complete disaster. Nobody knew what they're doing. Nobody knew who was in charge. They let us into the airport with our bags that might have and probably did have a bomb in one of them. They didn't search our bags by hand ever. They had the alleged video made on the flight there with us that they could have seized. They didn't do that, even though a fellow passenger of mine pointed out that the man could have only been in four possible seats. They did nothing to find that out to see who that was. It was an utter disaster. So I really take issue with that point. Now, the five versions, well, the first version was that the man in orange didn't exist at all. I believe it was 4 days until they even admitted he existed. And then,
in fact, you had the FBI at your office, and they didn't want to discuss that person.
That's right. When they came to my office on Tuesday, I said, they showed me a picture of a person. I said, well, I can't say for sure, but it kind of looks like the guy that you took away in handcuffs that you refused to admit exists. Later that day, well, I believe it was later that day or the next morning, version two came out, which was, yes, there was a man on our flight taken away, being held indefinitely on immigration charges. Then version three came out, I believe it was later that same day.
Now, let's be clear. You were there. They didn't stop him for immigration violations. The dog went over and sat down in front of his bag, the alert
right.
for explosives.
Right. Exactly.
Unless this is a passport-sniffing dog.
Apparently, this is some kind of wonder dog that can sniff papers and read them with his nose. I don't know. version number three was that this man was from another flight, which was impossible. We were kind of quarantined. There was no one else around anywhere. I mean, this is, you know, the biggest investigation.
So then they gave another story. They said, we've taken him away. Then there's another story. It was another flight.
Right. Story three was that it was another flight, and after I went on the internet writing a blog about that, claiming how it was impossible, and telling them I anxiously await version four, I was surprised to get version four and five within the next day. And I'm trying to think what those were, but I think version four was, yes, there was a man taken away from our flight, but we searched him and questioned him and found nothing. There was another man taken away from another flight, and he's being held or something like that. And version five was, yes, we took someone away, but it was due to having some agricultural issue with bringing food in the country or something like that. I can't remember it exactly, but I lay it out well in my blog.
Oh, so now the bomb-sniffing dog... Now the bomb-sniffing dog is a agriculture food-sniffing dog.
Right, right. And I think they even said that man was also from another flight, I believe.
Okay, now here's the big issue. You and other people saw this guy led away. There have been quite a few of your fellow passengers say, no, we saw him. They ushered
right.
us out for our safety. So they started
right.
having to change their story. This is a huge story, one of the biggest out there. The FBI is on this full-time. They know what's going on. Why are they being dishonest? And how do we investigate this when the investigators themselves are engaged in clear obstruction of the truth?
Well, you know, I don't know how else to take it. It's either utter incompetence or intentionally hiding something, you know, and I don't know how to take it, but I can see why they don't want to comment on it, and their story keeps changing because there's really no other explanation besides
now, when the
two.
FBI came to your house or came to your office last week,
yes.
Tuesday, because I talked to you right after they'd been there. You were live on the radio with us right after they left. You brought up the guy in orange in Detroit in customs. You brought up the sharp-dressed man in Amsterdam helping the reported bomber get on the plane. You brought up all of this. You said, just show the footage. And still, we're now, what, 8-9 days into this, and we still haven't seen the Amsterdam footage.
Exactly, and I'm really not too happy with that. You know, if somebody robs a bank or holds up a gas station, well, there's video footage of the incident on the 11 o'clock news, usually that very night. You know, if I'm not correct, well, show the video. What are you hiding? Show the video. Show that, hey, Mr. Haskell's not correct here.
That's right, because they've been telling you, you didn't see that. They didn't say, according to the press reports I've seen, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. they didn't say, oh, well, look at that. They just said, no, there was no one helping him, which is very suspicious, instead of just putting the footage up.
Right. You know, if there, in fact, is footage, which I believe they said they've already reviewed, and they think that I'm wrong, well, just put it out there and show that I'm wrong.
Well, you would think everyone...
2-3 minutes long.
You know the media. You know the media is clamoring to see the underwear bomber.
Oh, absolutely.
So where is it? I mean, the people demand it.
Well, and also, why aren't we seeing the video of when he's going through metal detector, passport check, you know, and boarding? You know they have all these videos, or you would think. I mean, you know, this is a modern airport. You would think they would have video of all this of some sort.
Well, Kurt, I know you don't like to speculate.
Sure.
But having the FBI come to your office, having them not mm-hmm. want to discuss these issues, now seeing them tell five different stories, all of this stinks to high heaven. We've had other high-profile bombers that get on planes who were also shuttled on and protected. From my research, this has all the earmarks of a provocateur operation, or where the underwear bomber thought he was part of a drill or something. We've seen previous things. Then this is used to sell the domestic police state, to sell new wars, to sell body scanners in the airports that literally record a naked image of your body 360. Everyone's resisting this now. And then right on time, right as the body scanners were scheduled to go in January nationwide, that was already scheduled, folks. They're saying on the news, oh, now we're doing this. Yeah, these million-dollar machines. Now, I went and looked it up. They were scheduled to go in the additional 214 airports. They were in less than 20 in the U.S. before. Now they're going in nationwide at all major airports, right on time with this happening, Mr. Haskell.
Well, you know I can't comment on that. Even myself just coming out and stating what I saw over and over again, I have a significant portion of the country that are just continually taking shots at me, left and right. You know, obviously I can't make any comments on something that's
controversial. No, I understand. But clearly on record, you're calling for a real open investigation of all of this.
All I wanted ever. I have no agenda at all. That's all I've stated ever. You know, I was almost blown to bits. Very close. I just want an open and honest investigation.
Is this beginning to appear as a cover-up to you?
Well, how else can I take it when I put out a blog or post somewhere and then the customs spokesperson immediately refutes it, so I put out another statement. The story changes.
Stay there. Got a break.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.